This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is such a good day. You know how I know it's a good day?
How's it a good day?
It's all about the small things. I went to the soda machine. I thought I was going to get a red Gatorade. It's usually playing Gatorade roulette. I was going to settle for it. I was going to grind my way through that red Gatorade. However, I pushed the button. Figgy fig. Guess what came out?
Yellow.
Yeah, you can see that. So I didn't really have much.
I really didn't see it.
Yellow Gatorade. And yellow Gatorade is better. Yellow Gatorade is the best Gatorade along with blue. Blue is up
there. Is red the worst?
Red. Orange is the worst. Are some of the fancy
green
stuff they come up with.
Green.
Why is that even a thing? They tried to have a pickle Gatorade. What is the best and worst Gatorade? State your case. 713-572-4610. The best and worst Gatorade. Yellow gets my votes. But we like
cucumber
like
is the worst.
Oh, that doesn't even. Does that even count?
I haven't had a Gatorade in a long time.
Well, that's a humble brag there, John. You're so healthy, dude.
No, I'm not. I just don't, I'm not a big Gatorade guy.
Good for you. None of that sugar, huh? Okay, well, I'm going to try to get on your level one day.
I didn't even say that.
Cal McNair was at the Champions Youth Dinner yesterday at Steak 48, which is a very fine establishment that I'm sure bougie-ass John Lopez frequents often. He was asked about his franchise quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and how he feels about the guy in charge of bringing the Houston Texans to the promised land.
He looks tremendous. He looks tremendous. He's such a great young man. He's here tonight giving back to the community as he does. And he does it on his own even when he's not here. But I'm looking for a big year from Deshaun. It'd be a lot of fun.
What have you learned just about leading this franchise in this first sort of offseason in this current role you're in now?
Well, his answer was that he's learned a lot and his dad's still there. His spirit's with him. But about Deshaun Watson, what if Cal McNair came out and said, he's not looking too good, you know? I'm kind of wondering about this guy, if he's really the future of the franchise and he's always cracked out to be. I'm really concerned about our quarterback.
That would make some headlines, that's for sure.
I think there's an owner that might say something like that.
But here's the thing, and we know this. Sometimes we fall victim to it, too, or we commit this crime. A lot of times the TV guys at these events, they just want sound.
Yeah, they just want a clip to add to their story.
Some sort of clip, which I hate. And I used to always tell kids whenever I would talk to high school or college kids about writing, don't just use a quote just because you want a quote. Use a quote that punches, that adds something. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, a lot of these people write the story and then they hand out the quote sheet. And you can basically just hand the quote sheet and you can tape the quote. Like the quote. Yeah. The quote to some people is just something you add to the story, but a good story, the quote is the foundation. It's a lot like a radio segment, right? Honestly, like it's a lot like that. Like you don't just play sound just to play sound.
Just for the sake of it.
You don't do that, but you got to hope that it expands, and that's really what some of these quotes are. Sometimes, you know, some of the generic questions that you get at a press conference are pointless, but you also get some good stuff, which is why I love press conferences so much. Hashtag podium critic. Another billionaire that spoke yesterday, Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, following the news that Mike D'Antoni, via his agent in ESPN.com, had cut off negotiations with the Rockets for a possible extension. Fertitta called an impromptu State of the Rockets address, I guess you could call it, with Daryl Morey, the GM, and President Tad Brown. Fertitta had a lot to say. He got into specifics about the negotiations with Mike D'Antoni. He also made it clear that he, quote, wants Mike D'Antoni to be the coach, but he was asked about the offer he made D'Antoni, and he lets you know that just like his restaurants and other business, his restaurants and other business, he holds NBA coaches to the same standard.
Agents' jobs are to play hardball, and I made Mike a great extension offer. It was one of the better base salaries in basketball, but also had the highest incentives in basketball. Mike could make $4 million in incentives. It was $4 million worth of incentives. And if you go from the second round to winning the championship, you can get there real easy, okay? I've always, you know, business is business, and I'm a very incentive-based guy. And we look forward to Mike being here for many years.
They haven't been to the finals in a quarter century. Real easy. Real easy.
Well, I'm going to go another direction with his quote there. He said he had $4 million in incentives, right?
So, and he said it was one of the best base salaries. So the best base salaries, like the top 10 coaches in
the
NBA.
I know this. Here.
Most of them make $5 million. Like the top 10 make $5 million. Tillman Fertitta, based on what we've seen, based on him saying that he wanted to get out of the luxury tax and saying at least one of the next 3 years he wanted out of it, Tillman Fertitta ain't going to pay Mike D'Antoni $9 million, I can assure you. I 100%
exactly,
promise you
that's
that.
That's exactly where I was going with this. Mike D'Antoni got paid in the neighborhood of $4.5 million this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty common knowledge in that neighborhood. So you're either going to give him a pay cut with $4 million in incentives, or you're going to give him a potential $4 million raise and $9 million a year. I don't see him doing that, Tillman Fertitta, especially when it's an extension and they're. And you clearly are sending a message to D'Antoni that you're not altogether down with him for the future of the organization. And if you don't think that's true, that's fine. But, I mean, actions speak louder than words. If I can just pull out a cliche, which I hate, but I do sometimes. You cut his assistants out. You fired them all. You're giving him a one-year extension. Maybe he said a two-year rollover, but we heard 1 year. You did, anyway.
That's what he said.
The one-year extension.
That's what he said.
You're giving him 1 year contract. You're firing his assistants. You better darn sure give him a guaranteed contract or else he's not going to sign it. Here's the other thing. You say I'm an incentive-based guy. I'm an incentive-based guy.
What? Terrible Fertitta impression, by the way.
Do you think Mike D'Antoni is stupid? Is he going to sign a $1.5 million contract with $4 million in incentives that he clearly has outperformed? No. Who would? And if you want him to walk away, be careful, because he just might at this point.
Well, he can't, because I don't think
he's got
Fertitta,
the 1 year.
Fertitta's not going to pay a coach to walk away. I know that. And I think it would almost make sense at this point, because I don't know that you can repair this. You can go all in for 1 year, and I think that's the best situation, because the Rockets are in a good spot. You can go all in for 1 year, but I don't think Fertitta's going to pay a coach not to coach. I just don't see that, just based on the hints that we have early on that, you know, the bottom line matters to him. And this isn't hypothetical. This is Tillman Fertitta's words straight up. He looks at the Rockets like a business. A lot of NBA owners, when they have a championship window.
And that's fine.
Money doesn't matter. But this is Tillman Fertitta talking about, you know, the business side when he first bought the team. This is just a quote that I have in front of me. You can go from making money to losing money very quickly, Tillman said about the NBA, about being an NBA owner. Everybody has to remember, I paid $2.2 billion for this team. I didn't pay $80 million for it, okay? And I'm not worth $20 billion. But I have no problem paying the luxury tax if I truly think that it gives us the best chance to win a championship next year. He said that. However, he also told our own our own Adam Spillane, that he wasn't opposed to paying the luxury tax last year as long as in the next three seasons they were not over the luxury tax.
Exactly.
So with that said, Daryl Morey had to get under the luxury tax one of the next 3 years, which to his credit, he did this year, and he did a very good job doing it, and he got very creative, which he's been known to do. But this is where Tillman Fertitta made the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He came out after that and said, quote, getting under the luxury tax was a fluke. We were going to be in the tax. It was an accident. I'm still trying to figure out how we got under. I was positive we were going to be in it by $11 million, but if I'm in the luxury tax, I expect us to win.
Mm-hmm.
That right there tells you that Tillman Fertitta made it clear that they needed to get under it, and then he said that it was a fluke. This is my thing. It's too easy to point holes in this. Maybe he just talks a little bit too much. God bless him. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
But it just seems like anytime something's said, you can go back to his own words and kind of twist them around. And I wanted to get more into this D'Antoni thing as well, John. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
When he lays out specifics about Mike D'Antoni's contract offer, and he's laying out specific numbers, this is what I want to ask Tillman Fertitta.
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're going, and I want to ask him the same thing.
Was there a buyout? Was that second year guaranteed, or was there a buyout? And if there was a buyout, was that buyout a very low buyout to where if the Rockets don't do what you unrealistically expect them to do, he just called making it to the championship easy. That shows how little of a grasp he has for how difficult this is. He just said it. He just said it himself. You heard it in his words. Tillman Fertitta just said, and getting $4 million in incentives. Play that one more time, Figgy. Play the cut that we just played with Tillman Fertitta. He straight up said that making $4 million in incentives and getting to the championship is easy. Something that hasn't happened in a quarter of a century, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened since the Rockets beat the Magic. Beat Shaq when he was skinny with the Orlando Magic. It hasn't happened since then. But this guy, this new owner of your Houston Rockets, says it's easy to do. Don't take my word for it. Let's go straight to the horse's mouth.
Agents' jobs are to play hardball, and I made Mike a great extension offer. It was one of the better base salaries in basketball, but also had the highest incentives in basketball. Mike could make $4 million in incentives. It was $4 million worth of incentives.
Keep going there, Figgy. Keep.
And if you go from the second round to winning the championship, you can get there real easy.
Easy? It has happened in a quarter century. Easy? Like, what do you mean easy? How is that easy?
That's easy? Well, I agree with you.
Daryl Morey's never been to a championship. Mike D'Antoni's never been to a championship. Last time you made it to a championship, Shaq was skinny. He was skinny. And you're telling me that's easy? It's going to drive me nuts. Easy.
I agree with you. But let me play devil's advocate on a couple of things here. Maybe he meant easy as in it's just two more steps. It's just the conference final.
Those are huge steps.
I understand that, and that's why I agree with you, because they've never taken those two steps. But if you can get to the conference.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
It's okay. It's fun. It's good for the show. It'll be good. Do it for the show. Have a heart attack for the show. If you can, once you get to this conference semifinals, then you're like within a whisper, which is what I said earlier with the head coach, Mike D'Antoni, which doesn't make any sense while you're making him this offer. And then one other thing. This concept of, We gave him a great salary, one of the better salaries in the NBA, he said. Okay, well, there's about, if you're in the better salary range, isn't that about 10, 12 guys, right? There's only 30 teams.
The top 10 make around $5 million, and they have incentives.
The top 10
too.
Make
Let's
about,
be honest, every coach
I understand
has
that,
incentives.
But that's including incentives.
Exactly. So, that's the thing.
But he said, and if you want to play this one more time, you can, but he said we gave him a great base salary, or a great salary, and $4 million incentive. So you're telling me you're going to offer him potentially $9 million? If the salary is among the better salaries in the NBA, that's $4.5 to $5 million minimum.
But was it guaranteed?
See, that's the thing.
Was it guaranteed?
That's the important thing.
Or was
thing.
There a buyout?
Right.
I think some media types should ask that question, because you're going to be surprised what the man says. Speaking of easy, the NBA Finals last night, it must have been easy for the Raptors and Warriors to get there. First game played outside of the USA in the NBA Finals. Did you know that, John Lopez?
Yes, I did.
All three panelists on ESPN. I'm talking about Paul Pierce. I'm talking about Jalen Rose. I'm talking about Chauncey Billups. They picked the Toronto Raptors with a caveat. Chauncey said KD has to play four games for the Warriors to win. A lot of people were wondering what was going on there. However, Toronto does get the win. They win 118 to 109. Drake wore a Dell Curry Raptors throwback.
That was a quality troll. By
to
the
troll,
way.
troll Steph Curry, the star of the game. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. Pascal Siakam, he had 32 points. Actually moved to Louisville, Texas when he was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. He was discovered by Luke Bamute. Kawhi Leonard chipped in with 23. Curry led Golden State with 34 points. So the Raptors up one game to none on the Warriors. Andre Iguodala limping at the end of the game. You had an interesting stat for me about Andre Iguodala that'll make Rockets fans throw up in their mouth.
Yes,
would you care
will.
To make Rocket fans throw up in their mouth, or had they already done it again?
They will. Andre Iguodala was 0-for from three-point range. And you're thinking, okay, well, that happens. Well, listen to this. Iguodala has not made a three-pointer since Game 6 against the Rockets. 0-for everything.
He had 5 in that game.
He had 5 against the Rockets in Game 6.
Gosh.
Hasn't made one since. That just got to make
you. That's 5 games.
That's got to make you sick.
It's 5 games he's gone without a 3, and he hit 5 in freaking Game 6. Why are we bringing up
and
Game
6?
And
what did I say? How did I say this series was going to go? Raptors were going to win game one.
And then they wouldn't win another game.
No, and then the Warriors would win the next three, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So the Warriors are going to win the
Raptors
next three.
Raptors got a shot. Oh, they're smart, bro.
They play defense.
They're smart.
I mean, they could play great defense.
They're smart and long.
Yeah.
And Marc Gasol, by the way, looking pretty good as well.
Yeah,
Nick Turturro, he's established himself as not only a Yankees diehard, he's also a Warriors hater. He is a character actor who starred in such movies as The Longest Yard with NFL Hall of Famer John McClane, who you can hear here every Tuesday. Nick Turturro getting pumped at halftime and getting really excited about Marc Gasol.
Keep that pressure on them. Rough them up. Keep it on, man. It's only halftime. Way to play, Gasol. Stuff that guy. Stuff him.
I love the way New Yorkers talk.
So,
I mean, I'm glad I don't talk that way, but I love the way New Yorkers talk.
Second half begins. Golden State makes a little bit of a run. As we said, Steph Curry had 34 points. He led all scorers. He got a little bit hot. Nick Turturro, not a fan.
You got to smother that Curry. You got to stay on that Curry. He never stops moving. You got to stay in his face, man. You stop him, you win. That son of a everything he throws up goes in. Stay on Curry.
It's good advice. It's good advice. It's easier said than done, though. That's a lot of running that you got to do if you're going to stay with Curry. However, the Raptors end up winning the game 118-109. First time a non-American team has won an NBA Finals on the first game in non-American soil in NBA Finals history. Drake, after the game, in his Del Curry throwback, he got into it with Draymond Green. They were nose-to-nose. He also pulled some lint off of Steph Curry's hair and put it on eBay. He put it on eBay. But there was an altercation. Nick Turturro liked what he saw.
Yeah, right, Drake. That's it, Drake. Draymond. Yeah, you tell him, Drake. You tell him. Stick it in your Warriors. Take it like a man. Walk away. Tell him, Drake.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good.
He's such a hater, dude.
He is an absolute hater.
I absolutely love it. Draymond Green at the podium after the game. He was asked about, you know, the small things like how they lost, what happened to the defense, how Siakam went crazy. Those are the things nobody cares about. We all know what Draymond Green needed to answer.
Talk a little bit about that post-game scuffle between you and Drake.
You got a question about basketball? It wasn't really a scuffle because I didn't hit him and he didn't hit me, or I didn't push him or he didn't push me. We talked. We barked a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily consider that a scuffle. Not really what I personally would consider a scuffle.
I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's absolutely scuffle. Right.
Getting a semantic, though. Getting a little bit semantic with the young lady. I'm sure that lady hadn't
She should have said exchange.
Yeah, exchange. Or yeah, he got a little bit semantic. But the Warriors down 0-1. The most upset person after that loss yesterday, Daryl Morey. Because the Rockets' title as the biggest threat to the Warriors, which he's mentioned about 796 times since the season ended, is in jeopardy following that Raptors loss.
Oh, no,
loss.
Is he going to – he's not going to be able to tweet that we've got more wins against
– I don't know, man. Daryl
– although, even if
Daryl,
the –
Daryl was beside himself.
Even if the Raptors win the series, it's just four.
Yeah, well, Daryl was beside himself, according to my sources.
Yeah?
I'm just kidding about that. That's 100% a joke. Don't quote me on that. Astros back at it tonight in Oakland, 9:05 first pitch. We're going to have Brad Peacock on the mound. He's only allowed one run in his last four starts, so keep it locked for the Stros. It's always fun when they play at 9 o'clock on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because that just means you're at the bar. You look up, you got a little Astros baseball. TGIF, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We're going to have a little Friday lunch with you. We're getting through the week together here on In the Loop. We're going to look at the differing billionaires in town, and we're going to discuss what type of billionaire we would be. And Loopholes, we want to hear from you. What type of billionaire would you be? Let's cuss and discuss next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.